Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Minister discusses digital transform to e-government. Indonesia to play in India Open 2025. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Communication and Digital Minister Mutia Hafid on Monday had a meeting on strategic programs of the Communication and Digital Ministry, especially digital transformation and e-government at public services. After the meeting, Minister Mutia Hafid said the President pays a great attention to public service digitalization. And according to her, it is the government's effort in improving transparency and service efficiency to the people. Moving on to the next one, Indonesian athletes would play in India Open 2025 that kick off today. On the first day, Indonesian Gregoria Mariska Tunjung will face Leonard Christopherson at KD Jeddah Indoor Hall in New Delhi, India. And this became the third face-off after the India Open back in 2023, in which Gregoria won over Christopherson. Listener, that was the newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jelaskan dalamnya cintaku. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Jika nanti banyak cobaan untuk cinta kita dan perasaanmu lagi sama, jangan menyerah, hadapi bersama. let you go. And don't let me go.
So, if you are mistaken for the song that it is about people falling in love to Jakarta, it's not. It's just about people falling in love inside the city of Jakarta, in the middle of the traffic, and despite everything, they find love in Jakarta. By the way, Alvin Joe make this song because the status of the capital city is moved into Nusantara, the new capital city of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Lenggang Zapin Palembang, performed by Hoire Mukhtar. The song was composed by Fir Azwar. It highlights the beauty of Palembang's Malay culture in South Sumatra. With its dynamic Zapin rhythm and meaningful lyrics, this song reflects a deep love for the traditions and local wisdom of the Palembang community. Lenggang Zapin Palembang carries an important message about the importance of preserving cultural heritage for future generations. It is not merely a source of entertainment, but also a medium for introducing Malay culture to the world. Well, listener, here is Lenggang Zapin Palembang by Hoire Mukhtar. Happy listening.
Mari berdendang, lenggang melenggang. to the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia.
So there is a quote from one of our great figure in the country. Here it goes. Give me 1,000 of old men and I will uproot the Semeru mountain, but give me 10 youths and I will make the world tremble. And that is a quote from our founding father and the proclaimer of Indonesia's independence, which is Sukarno.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo, this is Wyclef representing Cries Well. Little baby sitting up here on the beach. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers.
And you're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So if you would like to have a long weekend in Indonesia, this is a good, the good best place to do it is in the Prambanan Temple. Why? Because for the upcoming long weekend in the end of January, the Prambanan Temple will add more platforms for people who wanted to go around the places. For example, from the complex of Prambanan to the Sewu Temple with an EV or some premium golf car that will be available in there. So what are you waiting for? Book the ticket to go to the Prambanan.
Apa kabarmu? Ku harap kau merindukanku seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah engkau di sana. Jika kau memikirkanku seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu, di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu kasih. Andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati. Padamu kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lunchtime, and I don't think that eating, how do we call it, I'm back from Sumatra. it's not suitable for lunch. Apparently, everything is suitable for lunch in Indonesia. But if you want to know more about the material, the main ingredient of this special dish, you get to listen and stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia. We'll have a story about ikan belida or the belida fish.
Its size reaches 102.47 square kilometers with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's some interesting things from Palembang, which is its special traditional food? Tempeh or fish cage.
Tempeh kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is tempeh. What is tempeh? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like tempeh or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Tempeh is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of tempeh by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of tempeh in Palembang include tempeh kapal selam, tempeh lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat tempeh with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the Head of Information Division at Palembang Tourism Service, R.M. Husni, about tempeh.
Tempeh itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Tempeh derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First tempeh was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of tempeh is belida fish? about pelida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Ikan belida itu ikan yang nomor satu.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of words, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River?
Jangan lalu po, kawak balik oleh-oleh.
Listener, bladder fish has a medium size. Maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kilogram. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kilograms. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales there are white circles like black balls surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say, if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hope belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely tempeh or fish cake, without worrying the existence of polluted fish as the basic ingredient of tempeh, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely tempeh, my poor Palida.
kau bisa hadapi semua. Bangkit dan coba lagi, ku yakin kau bisa tunjukkan semua. They said you are not enough, wake up and show them. They try to put you on trash, I won't keep silent. La 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 la. Semua, hey, bangkit dan coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa tunjukkan semua. Some people try to break your life, don't get distracted. Some people try to crush your fight, don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your hopes to the sky like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave, just keep on going.
Do you believe in wonders? In the warmth that touches your heart? In the wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling that starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses. There are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people. challenges, taking you deeper. Further. Higher. Over there, the path lies before you. The beauty draws you in. The colors bring life to imaginations. From the tallest peak, this land, every step leads to a different discovery, and a simple sound may lead to unexpected encounters.
Places with the colors that I wish I
enjoy. If I could just
make all of this last longer, here in the hidden paradise. I'm sure I feel it coming, the soul I've lost in changes.
Kita harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with
Listeners, here's the headlines. Indonesia launches sports science analytics platform. Bakamla creates maritime security draft bill, and here is the news in detail. All Indonesian Badminton Association, or PBPBSI, launched the PBSI Sports Science Analytics on Monday. Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports Taufik Hidayat said the pilot project of this platform is for monitoring athlete condition, technique coach, physical coach and supporting team in developing database programs. Meanwhile, PBSI Chairman Muhammad Fadil Imran said the platform will still be developed further to build a more comprehensive sports science ecosystem. Listener, we move on to the next one. Indonesian Maritime Security Agency, Bakamla, has created a draft bill on maritime security. The agency's head, Vice Admiral Idvansyah, on Tuesday said the draft bill is urgent considering the overlapping inspection by different maritime authorities. And as quoted by Antara, the draft bill would be submitted later to the House of Representatives.